Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday was Good Friday, the day that we commemorate as the day the Lord Jesus was crucified. Tomorrow, Sunday, the first day of the week, is the day that we believe Jesus rose again from the dead. Luke 24, beginning in verse 1, gives us the account there of the fact that the women were on their way to the sepulcher, and tells us what happened when they got there. And I'll read it to you. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. I've wondered already what went through their mind and heart as they heard those words. Well, praise God that the grave could not keep the Lord Jesus. He rose triumphantly and victoriously over death. He lives no more to die. How perfect the plan of salvation that God designed for the redemption of man, that it should climax with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead. Through faith in the atoning blood of Jesus to save us from our sins, we obtain salvation. And as we walk with God, we are able to utilize the same power in our lives that raised Jesus up from the dead to have victory over sin. Isn't that incredible? The Bible tells us the same thing this way in Romans 8, verse 11. It says this, But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a declaration! Did you get that? Let me read that verse again. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. That is tremendously exciting. That same Spirit, that same power that raised up Christ from the dead, if we are a child of God, that Spirit dwells within us and it quickens us. It gives us life and we bear fruit for the Lord. If that doesn't thrill you, I would wonder if you're truly born again. It doesn't take long when you meet someone to know if the Spirit of God is dwelling in them. It is soon manifested. And that, by the way, is an earmark of a child of God. If a person is not bearing fruit of the Spirit of God, you'd really seriously wonder, well, does the Spirit of God even dwell within that person? That is, that God's Spirit gives that individual life because the Spirit of God dwells within that individual. And when the Spirit of God dwells within a person, you can't miss it. It comes out because the Spirit of God gives life. It's not dead. It's very alive and powerful, and it will not be silent. Acts 4 gives us the account of Peter and John teaching in the temple after they had healed a man. And they got into trouble for what they were doing and were called in before the court of priests to give account of themselves. And as Peter gave their testimony in that court, the Bible says that they were filled with the Holy Ghost And that is the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. And that Spirit was noticed by the court. Verse 13 in Acts chapter 4 says it this way, and I'll read it to you. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. What a powerful testimony. Here the whole court of priests realized here were men who weren't educated in high education. Here were men who were unlearned and unlearned and unskilled in the ways of wisdom, in men's wisdom. And they realized here were men who were filled with the Holy Ghost, men who had been with Jesus. Well, that's what happens when a person's life is filled with the Spirit of God. Well, how about you? How about you today, friend? Do those that you are with every day, or those that meet you for the first time, do they perceive that you have been with Jesus? Or do the words that come out of your mouth and your actions convey something very different? If the Spirit of God truly dwells within you, the fruits of that will be manifested in your life. And the Bible tells us what those fruits are. Well, I trust that your life will manifest fruits of the Spirit of God. May the Lord God be with you in the days ahead, that He gives you health, He gives you life. Love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. Learn to walk with Him. Be filled with His Spirit. And bring forth much fruit for the furtherance of His kingdom. May the Lord bless you today.